God goes after us with this passion, with this mercy, with this thing that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to us. Why? The children of Israel were called stiff-necked people for thousands of years because of just this kind of nonsense. I mean, for crying out loud, God's up on the mountain, thunderbolts and lightning and ashes and volcanoes and voice of God. And they're like, we don't know what's going on up there. Build us a God and we'll worship him. Mountain right up there. Paul was murdering Christians. He got special letters from the priests to go into different towns and murder Christians. It wasn't enough to murder Christians in Jerusalem. He had to go out of town to do it. Not enough Christians in Jerusalem. I got to go to Damascus to kill Christians. And God sent his son to die for that kind of guy. Before he was even old enough to kill Christians, he was holding the coats of people that were killing Christians. And God would send someone to die for him? How does this make sense? It's only love. Only love looks at this kind of stuff and goes, perfectly clear. No doubt, obvious. So what do we do with this? I want to go to one last scripture. Go with me to Revelation chapter 2. I just went right past it, right into the concordance. Christ is speaking to St. John here. John has this vision. And Jesus says, write these letters to the churches. And he speaks to the church to Ephesus. And he says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. These things, says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. You have tested those who say that they are apostles and are not, and you have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nice. Pretty good ringing endorsement from God. Kind of want to hear God say that about you, right? You've tested people who say they're apostles and are not, and you know them to be liars and you've rejected them. All right, things are going well from this letter from God. Okay. And here comes the other shoe. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come quickly to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. You've lost that passion. You've lost that zeal. You may know right from wrong. You may know the truth, and you may have rejected what's evil. But you don't have that passion anymore. You're not doing things out of love anymore. You know right and wrong. Good for you. But you've stopped doing things out of love. You gotta get that righteous brothers thing back. Bring back that love and feeling. Because it's gone. Gone. Can always rely on the music man for a finish there. Anyway, we'll get down on our knees later in the service. And repent. Now, what is this? What are we supposed to do with this? Getting back on track and back serious. What are we supposed to do with this? Well, what does God do with this? Well, God gives everything up for sinners. Several weeks ago, we heard an amazing sermon from Bishop Simpson about spending time with the sinners. We were all called to think about those people who didn't have a relationship with the Lord, that we were to have on our heart to be praying for them. Have we been doing that? Okay? Have we been doing that? Have we been holding them at arm's distance, or have we been loving them with a first love? Have we been lukewarm towards them? Or are they right there in our heart with a ridiculous, passionate love? Well, if we loved them with a ridiculous, passionate love, they might think we were strange. We are strange. Look at us. I didn't quite catch that, but it was probably true. Was it my child?
Yes.
Okay.
Strange.
I'm wearing a giant white robe. It's like 90 degrees out. I'm clad all in black. We are strange. Yep. Waldorf and Statler over in the back there. Anyway. That's fine. You know what? The whole world can think I'm strange. The whole world can think I'm out of my blinking mind. And I don't care. Because I know that what I know can save souls, can heal the sick, can make the lame walk and the blind see, and can bring the dead to life. And if that means that people need to think I'm strange, then fine. Think I'm strange and let the crippled walk. Let the sick be healed and think I'm strange. How many of you would let the world think you're strange if you could let the blind see? And the people who have cancer be healed. How many of you would say, you know what, the whole world can think I'm out of my mind if I could raise the dead? How many of you would say, all right, I don't even have to ever work a miracle. The whole world can think I'm strange if I could save souls and prevent anybody from ever going to hell. Let them think I'm strange. I don't care. Because God loved me so much that he sent his son to die for me. And I need to tell people that. And what do I need to do it? How do I need to do it? I need to do it with the same zeal and the same passion that he did it to me. And I need to do it with that first love. When you think about how you need to act, think about how he acted towards you. Think about how he acted when he won you over. know, our psalm today said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore the joy of my first love. And Lord, let me look at those around me with a love of a first love. Let me win souls. Let me view them as you view them, because you love the world so much that you gave your only Son to die for us. While we were yet sinners, you loved us with a first love. So, Lord, those names you put on our hearts, let us love them with a first love. And, Lord, let us not be mindful of what they think of us. If our friends think that we're strange, if our parents think we're strange, if our children think we're strange, we know what it cost you. So never mind what it costs us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.